This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Saturday morning, the community is invited to a behind-the-scenes, hands-on look at the world of costume design at the Santa Fe Opera. The program is one of several offered through the year and throughout New Mexico by the organization that was founded to support and underscore the Santa Fe Opera's educational and community programs, the Guild of the Santa Fe Opera. Joining us this morning is one of the Guild's members, Trixie Bumpmeyer. Trixie, it's great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
I called it the Guild of the Santa Fe Opera, though more accurately, it's the Guilds, plural, correct?
Yes, there are 6-member guilds, Los Alamos, Las Vegas, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Taos, Española Valley. I think that's 6.
And in addition to the program, which you're going to be presenting on Saturday morning, what kind of activities do the volunteers of the Guild take part in?
We do a few volunteer events throughout the summer for the opera. One of the things that we staff, the pre-opera dinners that are held at the Dapples Pavilion. People that are attending the opera can come for dinner and hear a lecture at the end of the dinner, and that helps raise money for the educational programs. We also staff the youth nights, which allow youth to come and attend the opera rehearsal. During the opera season on Saturdays, we host a really light breakfast before the Opera Insiders tours that give people a backstage tour. In addition to that, we do also, each guild can decide to sponsor educational programs like the lecture that's coming up.
Saturday morning in Stearin Hall, which is on the grounds of the Santa Fe Opera, it's all about the great costumes that we see each summer in Santa Fe. Could you give us a little idea of what's going to be happening Saturday morning?
Yeah, around 9 in the morning, there'll be refreshments, and we will have costumes out on mannequins and some of the props involved with some design books, other tools and other items that they use in producing the costumes. And then about 9:30 to 10:30, we'll be having a lecture from 2 individuals out working in the world of costume design, Dorothy Baca from the University of New Mexico, and she's a professor of theater and costume design and also the head of design for performance. The other lecturer is Emily McVeigh-Lee, who is the Santa Fe Opera Costume Stock and Rental Coordinator, and they're going to be talking during that first hour about insights into the psychology of clothes and clothing and costuming, and move into more of how this applies specifically to the opera. And then during the second portion of the program, we're actually going to get kind of a behind-the-scenes look. There'll be a costume stock tour, which will be led by Emily. The under and inner sides of costumes is a segment that Dorothy Baca will be leading, and she'll be using a Tales of Hoffman bustle period costume and dressing somebody and talking about the understructures of costumes. That's one thing that I found really fascinating about all of this, is that a lot of this is about getting the singer into character. And so there's a lot of attention paid even to undergarments to kind of help that process.
Wow.
So we really hope people will join us and see, you know, this aspect of opera that really enhances the whole experience. Because this is a huge part of the production, the costuming. It's a large part of the budget, and it's a large part of what sets the scene for the actors. So I would hope that anybody that had an interest in clothing or costuming or theater would find an interest in this and maybe find an interest in the opera through that.
Saturday morning in Stearin Hall, the community gets a look at costume design at the Santa Fe Opera. The program is sponsored by the Santa Fe Opera Guild. For reservations or information, go to guildsofsfo.org or call 629-1410. Our guest has been Guild member Trixie Bumpmeyer. Thank you so much for joining us, Trixie.
Oh, thank you for having us.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.